I have many plans because I'm not a guest Rinpoche or a guest teacher. And I don't plan on flying in, staying for a little while, giving some little rituals, initiations, some purifications, some blessings, throw some rice, and then fly back to my kingdom of snow. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to be here for a long time. So the program that I have in Kichara House is not drive-through express McDonald's Dharma. What do I mean by drive-through express McDonald's Dharma? Is just go in there, get initiated, get a ritual, get a blessing from a High Lama, and then my whole life will change, I'll be fabulous, I'll get a lot of money, and I'll be wonderful, and then no problems ever again. Well, if there's any High Lamas that can do that for you, let me know, I'd like to go with you. Problems cannot be solved by me, I'm not a god. Okay? Problems can only be solved by you and me if we have knowledge. And we understand where the problems come from. And we understand how the problems arise. And when we understand where the real problem comes from, not perceived source, but genuine source, if we know where the problems arise from, and we recognize it, and we apply what we have learned towards the problem, then the problems, although may still be there, but we won't suffer. And when we don't suffer, and we don't get frustrated as much and angry, and we don't jump up and down and make noise and break things and make and really just show a lot of anger, we make a lot of people around us very happy. People who throw massive anger fits or get very frustrated or create problems for others, or take it out on others, is because they themselves are suffering. They don't know where their problem comes from. They think they know, because if they really knew, they would be problem-free. So no religion, no god, no lama, no monk, no priest, no pastor can take your problem and my problem away. And if anybody tells you that, I'm so sorry, you gotta have to prove it to me first. I've been around for 46 years. Yes, I'm that young. I haven't seen anyone take my problem away or anybody else's problem. But you know what? There are spiritual enlightened masters all around the world, like Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Krishna, you name it. There are many awakened masters who at different periods of time have appeared in different existences. One is Earth, who give us different beautiful messages to practice. And if you happen to like this messenger of peace, Buddha, fine. Fine. I happen to follow the messenger of peace, Buddha. It doesn't mean I deny all the other messengers. No, I don't. But I also know that Buddha can't take my problems away. I also know any other messenger cannot take my problems away. Because you know what? The whole world's been praying for thousands of years and we still have problems. I've been praying my whole life, I still have problems. But I'll tell you what's the difference. The difference is this. I'm able to take my problems better and not create more problems for myself and others. And that has been the secret. So what I have to offer you today and in the future, I have no miracles. I'm not Sai Baba. I can't make things manifest out of the earth. I can't fly. I don't have clairvoyance. I'm not a Superman. I'm just a little bit better than you because I've been a monk for over 20 years. But it doesn't mean I'm a better person than you. I'm just better because I pursued this for a long time. So what do I have to offer to all of you? Knowledge. Knowledge that I've acquired for the last 30 years. You see, for the last 30 to 35 years of my life, I've dedicated to Buddha's teachings. Since I was very young in Howell, New Jersey. Since I was very, very young in Howell, New Jersey, I've dedicated. I didn't do all the things that everybody else can do around here. I didn't do all the things that people can do to have fun in their youths. I didn't do all the things that you guys can do, and then when you're old, you can do Dharma. I gave up everything. at a very young age to engage in Dharma practice. Seriously, at 16, 15, everything. I didn't get my parents' support. I didn't get financial support. I didn't get any support from relatives or any friends, nobody. I left home to become a monk. I left home to find my teacher. I left home to join a monastery. And I left home to become ordained. And you know what? In December 1987, I was ordained. And I am ordained, and I will stay ordained for the rest of my life. And I have zero regrets, because now that I'm this young, I am so glad I didn't pursue a lot of things that my other friends pursued. Because now a lot of them are telling me they're depressed, they're unhappy, their kids are monsters, they have a lot of money, they don't know what to do with it. I did tell them, give it to me. But they're just kind of stuck, no offense to anyone. I have no regrets. I have no regrets. I wish I was able to do it earlier. My point, I have pursued the spiritual path. And in this case, Buddhism. And Buddhism is not better than any other religion, but it's the best one for me. It's not the best one for everyone, but it's the best one for me. And perhaps some of you. Now, I have pursued the spiritual path for the last 30 years of my life. The last 30 years, that's what I've been doing. Following my teachers, living at Dharma centers, living in the monastery, receiving teachings. Thousands and thousands of hours I've spent at the feet of my holy teachers, below their thrones, listening to their teachings, writing notes, meditating, doing retreats. I did that. And my parents never supported me once. None of my relatives supported me. No one even dropped me a letter years ago. Hey, we support you. I was alone. Am I telling you that to feel sorry for me? No, I'm telling you that, look, I'm serious about what I'm doing. I'm sitting on this throne not simply because I was given a title in a monastery. I'm sitting on this throne maybe it's because I've shown some sincerity in my practice and my pursuits. So I have been sent by the monastery to come to beautiful Malaysia, which I've made wonderful friends. Most of my friends are wonderful. There's a few monsters, but most of them are wonderful. I didn't say I'm holy schmoly either, but anyways, everywhere you go, there are wonderful people and a few monsters hanging around. My perception, of course. Not necessarily true. Now, and I'm here to stay long term. Hence, the way I have Kichar House going, the way I have Kichar House operating, is different than every other center in this country, Tibetan-based. Let me explain why. Because I'm here to stay so I can give you a long-term program, training, education, understanding. You see, I'm not here to get money from you to build something in India. I'm not here to raise funds from you so that I can send it to Nepal or Tibet or some other country that, you know, you'll never visit. I'm here with all of you. So therefore, I plan on training people in Sutra. I plan on training people in the higher teachings and Tantra. In fact, this year, I will start giving Tantric initiations. Just the other day, with my assistant, Feng Hui, I've already picked out about 25, 30 names that will be receiving initiation from me. Who they are, you will not know. So there is no jealousy. But I feel they are ready because there are commitments that come along with it. And then I will be training up pastors. Why? I do not believe I'm the only one with the power, if I have any power. Okay? I believe that any of us who practice Dharma and we sincerely have a good motivation, we can bless people, we can teach, we can disseminate, we can help, we can do rituals. I believe that sincerely. Why? I may have a big title, and I may sit on a big throne in Ganden Monastery, but when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm just another good-looking fat monk. I stress the good-looking part. You see, you need to subliminally implant that in people so they start believing you are good looking. Now, so I'm going to ordain pastors this year. I've chosen a few. We've created the uniforms, and they will be lay people who can have marriage, who can have relationships, just like anybody else, but they hold a 5 layman's vows. And they will train to study the Dharma more intently, to learn the rituals, to give teachings, give talks. Why? Because one day I will die. One day I will go bye-bye. One day. So this all has to continue. How do we make it continue? By training up the local people. Why can we train up the local people? The local people, or any people, is just as good as any Tibetan. Maybe even better than sometimes. So therefore, I plan on training up pastors. Definitely. And I plan on ordaining people. In fact, today, on the way in, I talked to one of my students who has committed that she will become a nun. Beautiful. And this time, it's a fully ordained nun, which I will send this beautiful lady to India, to my teachers, to receive the vows of a nun. So this year in Kichara, most likely you will see a nun arise. And then another one, and another one, and another one. I had a conversation with Henry a few days ago. It's a little private, but never mind, he can sue me. And I just said to Henry, when your kids are a little older and they're getting there, I would like you to become a monk. And maybe even your wife to become a nun. Before I can finish my sentence, Henry says, I definitely want that, Rinpoche. I want my beautiful wife and me to end our life in doing Dharma, Dharma practice, Dharma retreats. So Henry will send a very powerful message to everybody. We can start our lives enjoying ourselves. We can end our lives reaching heaven. So I have people more and more committed now. So this year I will be ordaining pastors. I have the great privilege to do that. I will give the vows myself. And then I will, in the future, allow the pastor to give vows to other pastors and create more pastors. What's a pastor? A lay teacher. And then eventually, I will have the pastors give refuge. Give refuge, but I will teach them how. I have that plan. That's long term. Along with that, I will be initiating a few people this year into 2 sacred practices that I received from His Holiness Kepchi Sonramchi. One will be Chenezik, Kwanyin Yesung Kunjo. And this Chenezik has an entourage of Tara and Ekazati. So you get 3-in-1. That's a Kichara house thingy, 3-in-1. Now, they will be initiated to Nyesung Kunjo. What's Nyesung Kunjo? Let me explain. No matter how sinful you have been in this life, if you do this practice, it will defer taking rebirth into a negative realm for 1 lifetime. Again, in your next life, you will be born in a very powerful capacity to practice, to purify. So for 1 lifetime, you are guaranteed not taking rebirth in any of the 3 lower realms. That's what Kepchi Sonramchi told us. So he gave me the commitment over 23 years ago. I have not broken my commitment even once. I have been doing the practice every single day. So therefore, it gives me the qualification to pass it on to others. But it takes a 5 to 6 hour ritual to do it. And then once the person does it, you have to recite the Mani Mantra 1 round every day for life. Hold your Bodhisattva vows. If you do that, you will be safe. I will be giving that this year to selected few. How do I select? People who take their assignment seriously, people who do their work seriously, people who do their job seriously, people who do their volunteering seriously, people who are steady and they really do it, they don't run away, they don't, you know, make excuses, their mind is very steady, they'll receive that practice. Why do I look at that? Because for this practice, you need your mind to be steady. For this practice, you need to make sacrifices. For this practice, you need to give up some attachments. If you don't give up attachments, you don't give up your comfort zone. How will you get higher practices? You see, people have a misconception. When you get the tantric practice, then you start practicing renunciation and non-attachment. Wrong. You have to practice that before you receive initiation. so that when you receive initiation, it will be very smooth. Example, do you learn how to drive when you get your new car, in your new car on the highway? No. You learn how to drive before you get your new car, so that when you get your new car, you don't smash it up. Very simple. So you don't get Chenrezig initiation and then start practicing when you get it. You have to practice beforehand. I will have classes here for Bodhisattva vows, and there will be a video that I have already recorded that will be played on the screen here for those selected for the initiation. And on top of that, the second initiation that I am very honored to give everyone that I have chosen will be a very small group, is Trakpa Sumchi, who is renowned for arresting heart problems, incurable diseases. Diseases having to do with ailments that are very difficult to heal. Because Trakpa Sumchi has a type of mantra and practice that moves your body's chi in such a way, it will help it to repair itself. I've had a few students who've had serious heart murmurs and problems. After doing the practice, no more. I didn't create the miracle. I just have the method. So therefore, Trakpa Sumchi will be a very powerful practice for people who have life-threatening diseases, or they have heart problems, or they have very serious health problems. And if they do this practice very well, they will heal and they will become better. That does not mean you don't go for medical practice or medical attention and medical help. It's in combination. So I'll be giving that in the near future this year. If you're a tourist that just comes into the center sometimes when you're convenient and sometimes you won't be chosen for that. Why? Because that requires higher training. If you're devoted, you are part of the center. You are steady. You do what you promised. You know, I don't want to hear excuses anymore from people. Well, you know, my dog couldn't eat my ego, so I still have my ego. I'll see you next year, Rinpoche. You know, I don't want to hear any more excuses. Why? For the people who've made excuses, I've got a lot of new people coming to replace you. So you're going to fall behind. Is that a threat? Yes. I know I'm not the traditional nice monk. I'm just a monkey monk, not a nice monk. I'm quite direct and I'm quite open. But I think you guys appreciate that because you know what? Sometimes the package is no frills, but inside's got a lot. I hope that came out right. Let me have my Coca-Cola while you watch me drink. No, I don't drink Tibetan tea often. I like Coca-Cola. Hence, I'm 155,000 kgs. Now, and some people write that, you know, on my blog. Oh, Rinpoche, maybe you should slim down. I write back, maybe you should mind your own business. I mean, you're coming to me for Dharma. You're not coming to me because I'm the latest couture model for Versace, right? I was, but not anymore. Come on. I mean, look at the beauty I have inside of me. You know, look inside for my beauty. I want you guys to learn to look for the beauty inside. Stop looking for the beauty outside. Inside. I know some of you are thinking, no choice. We have to look for your beauty inside. It's got a lot to look for. Yes, so I'm trying to teach everybody to look for the inner... Irene's giving me that. Aren't we here for refuge? So I have long-term plans. I will create pastors. I will create local people who will explain the Dharma from their hearts, who will give initiations in the future, who will give practices, who will give refuge. I will do that. Because I believe in equal opportunity. I believe. And I'm here to stay long term, so I don't have to teach you all the Buddha's teachings in one day, one session, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'll take my time because I'm here to stay. So therefore, in our center, we have activities all throughout the week, months, and year. Because we're here to stay. We're not a center that opens once a month, once every 3 months, once every 4 months. A Rinpoche shows up, hee hee ha ha, 50 people show up, throw some rice. I got initiation of Dorji, holy rainbow, and I have a rainbow body. I'm practicing Poa, Moa, Smoa. And then the hype dies. And then everybody runs to the airport to receive the Rinpoche. And then everybody fights to take him out, eat with him, have lunch with him, and offer the biggest ang bao. Oh, you can bribe me, yes. The biggest ang bao. And then the Rinpoche gives blessings, throws rice, throws holy things, do a very sacred initiation. He talks in Tibetan, so you know what he's saying. He could be chanting, I want to go home, I'm tired, I want to go home. You don't know. And after he chants in Tibetan, which you won't understand one single word, I want to go home, I want to go home, it's so hot in Malaysia, I want to go home, I want to go home. And then he throws rice. Then you go, oh, geez, that was fabulous. You see, I'm not interested in rituals and initiations just to draw the crowd, just to get the sponsors in, just to attract the money to go bigger. Yes, I need money to go bigger. You see, I'm not a businessman. In Tibet, in the Buddhist countries, you sponsor the monks, you sponsor the Sangha, you don't make conditions. You don't say it this way, that way. You offer up if you believe this monk can do it, and the monk will do it. All this came from sponsors, what? All my money is controlled by my liaisons most of the time. What's my point? My point is, I need the money, I need the help. If you're sincere, give it to me. Don't make conditions, don't talk, don't go round and round. Just give it. Give me the money, tonight, now. I take credit cards. Seriously, I have long-term plans. Because I'm going to make Dharma grow. I'm not young. I'm not old. I'm perfect right now. So if you support me now, I'm perfect. Don't support me when I'm 80. I can't see you. You're going to give me $50 million? Is that rupiah? What's the point? Now. Now, what am I trying to say? Our center has programs all the time because we're here to stay. And our center is here to educate. Educate who? The Buddhists or people who are interested. So they become better citizens in our beautiful country. That's what our goal is. In our center, we're not so interested in miracles. Although there are miracles, we're not so interested in people who have psychic powers. You got psychic powers? You want to have a psychic contest with me? You want to see whose third eye is open wider? Do you really want to test my psychic powers? Because if you do, I'm going to lose, so don't. I don't have any psychic powers. You know why? Psychic powers don't help me. Animals have psychic powers. If there's an earthquake, animals all run away 1 week ahead. They know there's going to be an earthquake. What do I do? Go prostrate to a beaver? You have psychic powers. I take refuge in beaver. I mean, animals can run away if there's an earthquake. They all know. What are you, a gypsy woman from Bavaria? You know, I'm not interested in psychic powers. I'm not interested in your psychic abilities. What I'm interested in is if you have a very kind heart. If you treat your wife like a queen, if you treat your husband like a king, if you're setting a good example for your children, are you doing Dharma work? Are you doing charity work? Are you helping the people who are underprivileged? That's what I'm interested in. That's what Buddhism's all about. It doesn't mean Buddhist teachers and masters and Buddhist people don't have spiritual power. There is. I know my teachers did, and I saw it with my own eyes. I know they do. But you see, that's not what I'm here to teach. Because I don't want a room full of people who walk in going, I can see spirits. And then your neighbor here is like, well, I can talk to animals. And then the other guy behind, well, you know, I can float. And the one in front says, I can control the weather. And the whole room is just talking, it's like some kind of weird clairvoyance convention. Clairvoyance is not bad. It doesn't not exist. It exists. But right now, at our level, you know what we need? We need peace. We need peace. We need to know how to solve our problems. We need to have a good outlook with the people around us. We need to make people around us very happy. We need to make ourselves very happy. We need to develop those qualities. That's what we really need. So therefore, if you're interested in developing good qualities, understanding the Dharma, and knowing how to approach yourself and others in a much better way, not that you're bad, then you're at the right center. If you're interested in Poa, flying to another planet, psychic powers and all that, you're at the wrong center. Why are you at the wrong center? Because here, we want to develop genuine, compassionate people who love the earth, who love animals, who love each other, who respect their parents, who respect elders, who are law-abiding citizens. That's what we want. Yes, you can do it in another way. You can do it your own way. You can do it without us. Of course you can. This is not the only way. But that's what our intent is in Kichara House. I'm not here to convert the whole country to Buddhism. No, I'm not here to do that. Being a Buddhist by name is more detrimental than not being a Buddhist. So, I have long-term plans. I want to build a huge retreat center in this country where we can go up there and practice alternative healings, alternative art, alternative relaxations. I want it to be educational, not to convert the place, but to convert materialism into something deeper. I want to create that place. We got a beautiful piece of land. Yeah, it's a little secret, but the secret's out. We got a beautiful piece of land somewhere not far from here. I forgot. Don't ask me the area, the name. Was it Kenny Hills? Was it Bangsa? Was it Dhammasara Heights, the real Dhammasara? Let me see. Oh, I can't remember. Somewhere wonderful. We got a little piece of land. And we plan on moving this whole organization to that piece of land. We plan on building a few stories. Because we're going to move all the departments there. And we're going to have our gompa there. We're going to have our chapel there. We're going to have our Vajrayana stuff there in the city. We want to build this huge gompa. Like this, but much bigger, to suit more people, to have a bigger hall because we can't fit anymore. We want to be there, and we want to have different departments. We want to feed the poor, we want to take care, we want to expand. So we want to do that. We got that piece of land. Right now, we don't have any money for it. And trust me, when I talk to Setra, he goes like this to me, because all I ever ask for is money. And that's why he's so pissed off. Look. All right, I won't talk to you today, la. He's always giving me that, it'll come, just wait. Just kidding, don't get me. Yeah, I want to build that. And I've got 19 beautiful liaisons who are totally dedicated full-time to Dharma work, who will build this place for us. But we got one teeny little problem. We looked at our bank account, it was zero. But it's okay. You know, it's never stopped us before. So why am I talking about this? Because a little later, we're going to be passing over a little baskets to you. But in our case, we don't pass baskets like in a church. We pass a bucket. Fill it up! Well, when and if I get money, that's the next project I'm going to do. I'm going to build up this huge place and move this whole organization over because it's too small. Just way too small. Traffic and all that stuff. And I move there, and we're going to have all our departments there. And that's what I really want to do. You see, what I want to do with the rest of my life is do Dharma. That I can sincerely tell you. All the other stuff, all jokes aside, this is what I want to do. Now, so I'm here to stay. I'm here to have a program that's long-term. And I'm here to look for long-term people who want to join a long-term program of spirituality. I'm not looking for people who want instant initiation, everything's fine. You see, our center is different than other centers. There's nothing wrong with other centers, nothing wrong. Our center is different than other centers because they don't have a resident teacher, with the deepest respect. So therefore, when the teacher comes, they got to fit in their whole program. At the end of the program, the teacher faints and they faint. Everybody faints. Here, we take our sweet time. We go, you know, we sleep at 10, wake up at 6, do our meditation, come here and do our thing. You know, we're very holy. Please don't laugh that loud. You know what they say. The more you say it, it becomes the truth. No. So that's what our center is about. That's the difference in our center. And then people always ask, how come Kichara grows so fast? How come it's so phenomenal? How come it's just expanding so much? Because I think people are realizing that we're here to stay. We're here to have a long-term program. We're here to create spiritual people. We're not out to convert people, but we're here to create spiritual people who are interested. And we have over 110 full-time staff. And those are people who have the fortune and the privilege to work for Dharma and work to serve others. Any other job can never compare. Any other job cannot compare.